Gedanken sind frei, wer kann sie erraten? Sie fliegen vorbei wie nächtliche Schatten. Kein Mensch kann sie wissen, kein Jäger erschießen mit Pulver und Blei. Die Gedanken sind frei. Ich denke, was ich will und was mich beglückt. Doch alles in der Stille und wie es sich geht. Mein Wunsch und Begehren kann niemand mir wehren. Es bleibt dabei. Die Gedanken sind frei.
Greetings, fellow Republic Broadcasting Network listeners. You could have your voice here. So this is a trial run of something I've never done. And I'm used to trying to have sound bites before I got cut off when I call into shows. So I don't know. We'll see what we can do when you give me too much rope. So that was Die Gedanken sind frei. And it's an old, old German folk tune. Ernst Zundel loved it. Many people do. But they used to sing it when he was there. Their whole group would sing that. And there's a translation of the lyrics in a chat room I have. I'm calling these nine episodes Yours Truly, Mer. And that's the Chatango, Yours Truly, Mer, M-E-R, .chatango.com. And I'd love for you to join me in there, and we'll be taking some calls, I hope, later, too. I was looking at this thing about Thanksgiving, you know, and epistemology is the study or philosophy of knowledge. How do we know what we know? And how do we know that we know? So it was pretty interesting to me because I was really enjoying the different things Sam played for the weekends, and then there was one that wasn't put up on the web that was denouncing Christ, basically, and, you know, just as just another virgin birth through all the different times. But no, he fulfills all the prophecies that ever were, and he's still with us. He's here with us in spirit. And you have to have him to get to the Father. And it's very important, you know, the Maseroth spells it out in the sky. That's only mentioned once in the Bible. That's Job 38:32. But Christ is everything and has been. His date of his birth was actually encoded inside the pyramid, that it would be September 29th, 2 B.C., and so that's when I know the Christian Identity folks and some others celebrate his birth. And so Christmas time that we're coming up on is actually when the Immaculate Conception was, when he was conceived. And there are marks in the sky from that, too, that depicted that and told of it. No matter how hard all the different religions, which are man-made for control, like Catholicism and others. Not that a lot of good people aren't there and find Christ there. You know, that's the main thing, is to find him. But, you know, they have mixed with the pagan things and the solstices, and that's something else we're coming up on, the solstice. And that's a very big satanic holiday, if you want to call it a holiday. And they usually meet in Denver, underneath the Brown Palace and the Navarro. See, there were coal runs. There were tunnels under to run the coal for heat. And they use them. The big wigs come in their limos, and they go into the Brown Palace, and they have a separate elevator, and they go down below, and they do their rituals. And there's the 13 heads from the world, the basic heads of the satanic rites, and they do their child sacrifice. And this is what the banking system and everything else is run on. I'm sure you probably remember Ronald Bernard from the Netherlands a few years ago coming forward about that, that they tried to pressure him into child sacrifice, and that's what they do at the head of all of these things. It's, you know, actually, in 1933, March 24, 1933, Judea declared war on Germany. And people just all brushed that off. No, and they were boycotting their goods. And that's what real war is, to cut off your food. But 101 days later, and at some point I'd like to talk about 101 and how that, or 101 and how that is a symbol. 101 days later, 150,000 Jews in Chicago held a ritual baby sacrifice. Hopefully it wasn't a real baby, but I'll have to post that in the Chatango also. Yeah, it was recorded, you know, and they were screaming like banshees when they offered this up to Moloch, whatever it was. But they've been doing this all through time. And speaking about times and Christmas time, we only have two holidays out of the year that honor one person. We have Jesus Christ, Christmas time. And a month later, we have one that honors Moloch, MLK, Martin Luther King. So, of course, he wasn't at all what we were told either. You know, his handler and speechwriter was Stanley David Levison. Hello? Sure. Yeah, we've got a caller. Let's thank him. Okay, Paul in New York. Let's hear you.
Hi. Hey, Mer. Hey, everybody. Hi. Say hi to Mer.
I'm Mer.
Hi, Mer.
Love you, Mer.
We love you.
You got all the Jitsi people. How many are in there?
Oh, there's eight of us in here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for remembering me.
Well, there's actually a lot more of us in here. Hey, everybody in Jitsi, Mer's on Republic Broadcasting. What do you think?
You with the sound effects, yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm you know, I get these pictures in my mind that tell me what I need to say next.
And, well, there you go.
Yeah. And they're given to me by the holy forces, I'm sure. You know, but Moloch, MLK, and that's done purposely, too. You know, Stanley David Levison was his handler and his speechwriter. And this is what really led to JFK and RFK and MLK, too, all being killed, because they were revealing, much like Kanye West was recently revealing, who's really in control. Well, it's the Kosher Nostra. You know, we have little Sam Bankman Fried. So we're starting to see, you know, this is what happens towards the end of an empire, and it starts to be revealed. But that's also biblical. Everything that is whispered in the closet, in the ear, will be shouted from the rooftops. So it's time to keep shouting. You know?
Yeah, there is nothing that is hidden that will not be uncovered.
That's true. That's true. And be sure your sins will find you out, right?
Well, I think I've got personal experience on that one, but I'm not going to say anymore.
I think we all do. Yeah, I think we all do. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in, Paul.
Well, you're welcome. Congratulations on the program. I can't wait to hear it. I'm going to let you get back to it, and I'm going to jump out, let another caller jump in.
Thank you.
So everybody say goodbye to Mer.
Bye, Mer.
Bye.
I'm Hi, Ma.
Hi.
Hi, Ma.
Hey. Thank you.
Bye. Bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so I was talking about Moloch and Leveson and revelation of the method. And what I was going to say, too, I wanted to bring up about JFK. Now, that's not at all what we were told. Figures, right? They will never release any of that information because he abdicated and was abducted. And you can find a lot of information from stuff that came from Mark Lane, whose name was Levin, and we can talk about his duplicities in a moment, too. But he had written, I think, A Rush to Judgment in like 64 or something. And so there's a, you find on BitChute, JFK to 9/11, everything is a rich man's trick, and a Brit narrates it. And never once do they mention Jews. They do flash a picture of Meyer Lansky and his top coat and hat and everything seated there for about the middle of it. But in there also, they have recording of G. Gordon Liddy, who brags about shooting Tippetts. The policeman that was shot, he shot him in the back of the head. Okay, so it was to resemble JFK's, but actually JFK wasn't shot. You know, he was taken away. There's a MyGodI'mHit.com that Brian David Anderson, S-E-N, and our Mark Anderson, S-O-N, who has his show on Wednesday, and I asked him about this. I said I was going to bring this up today, and he plans to probably have Brian on again November 30th on his show. And it looks like they're scrubbing some of the stuff on that site. But you'll find that there again, it's a trick. It's a rich man's trick, all right. But see, they had to have the white man abdicate. That was one of the things Lindemann, who was Churchill, Poopy Pants Churchill's handler, you know, he nodded his head three times for emphasis afterward. The greatest achievement wouldn't be any of this other things we think it is. Greatest achievement would be the abdication of the white man. Okay, so we see that with JFK. We actually saw it with Hitler, too. Now, he loved his people, and they had no usury for 10 years. And he didn't hate the Jews. There were Jews all over the place, not only in the country and in his military. There were whole U-boats of young Jewish German men who very loyally went to the bottom of the drink for Germany. So he was abducted, but Bormann had him and Eva drugged, and then they took them to South America. But this was also kind of in an exchange for, we hear about the Nazi paperclip. Oh no, that operation. Where most of those scientists, you know, some went to Soviet Russia, but they were a prize. They were booty. See, this is what actually it was all about. They wanted all this technology, these brilliant, innovative men. And a lot of them went to Tyler, Texas, Fort Bliss. And from there, they were all over the place. But we're told, again, like with Hitler, that this is, oh, such a bad thing to fear. No, this was the gravy. So, Hitler lived till he had a natural death at age 62. And he stayed at, took guests to, especially came to visit him at Chow Chow, only that's spelled L-L-A-O-L-L-A-O. And many presidents went there to visit, and especially JFK, apparently, too. And he also said how what Hitler had done was right, and it was. And some of the Jewish bankers sided with him. Schacht was one. And they wrote off the debt, as well they should, because it wasn't, they didn't deserve it. But the thing is, World War I was also about taking over the German people because they were Christian. Now, were they Catholic Christian, most of them? Yeah, but they were Christian. They were believing in Christ and the morals that this entails. This is what we're lacking now. They destroyed a family. That's part of the Communist Manifesto, one of the planks. And, of course, the education. And they, I'm looking at the time. It's not going by very fast. Okay. So, they discredit him, and we hear about it all the time. And, of course, there was no holo hoax. And we have Graham Hart just getting out of jail here because he did a song, Hoax Train. And it was very good because if you watch the video, it will have clips of Auschwitz. And that was a work camp that was near Farben. It even had bridal suites. They had a, ladies of the night. They could send postcards home. They had a swimming pool. And it wasn't at all what we're told. And one memory I have from, like, back in the 80s, I was listening to public radio, and a woman's supposed to be a survivor, but she wasn't quite playing the game they wanted her to play, apparently, on the radio. They asked her about if she had knew of any of the killings or whatever, and she said, well, when my girlfriends and I were out sunbathing, I'm like, wait a minute. Sunbathing in a concentration camp? What's going on here? When they were teenagers, right? They thought they heard gunshots in the woods one time. Okay, that was all she had to say. That was one clue for me. And there was another one that went back into the 70s where I lived in New Jersey, southern New Jersey, kind of almost like an island in a way because you have the river and you have the ocean and you'll have the shore and everything there, but it's very rural, and occasionally there'd be a house that was converted into a store downstairs, and they'd live upstairs, and they'd have a gas pump out front. And I had a Volkswagen thing. It was white with a black convertible top, and had the top down, a nice kind of sunny, hazy day. And I forget what I'd stopped there for, but the store's name was Weinstein's. And I went in, and I don't even remember what I was going to get, but I just remember the woman's attitude, like she was sad and distracted and didn't really care to be waiting on me. And she's a fairly tall, slender, nice-looking woman, and she's a Jewish woman. And I don't think she spoke real good English either. But when she got a glimpse out the door of that car, she ran out there and was jumping up and down and clapping her hands and laughing. See, it was a Kubelwagen. The thing is designed after the Kubelwagen that all the German soldiers were brought, carried around in. And I thought, well, wait a minute. So some of these memories stick with you, prepare you for what you need to learn later about some of the lies we're told, and to make the Germans enemies. And now they're making the Russians our enemies. And the Russian people aren't anything like they say, their attitude. And I'd like to get into that a little more probably at another time. But Mitchell Henderson did a, it was a 46-minute thing with Rents a few weeks back, and I think I already have that posted in the chat room. That's very good. You really need to listen to that, where he tells how the Americans have no idea how the Russians think. And in there, I can give a little kind of synopsis. He said that they feel it's their duty not only for goodness to fight for it in their country, but for the whole world. I mean, Putin's not joking when he's talking about the satanic West. And we can clearly see it, can't we? I mean, since when do they carve children's bodies up and try to make them the other sex, and they want to call it gender, and like there's several flavors? And it's horrendous. This is the end of an empire. This is how they die. They kill off their people. We'll be right back.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Das alles sind Träume, wer gibt mich übergehen? Denn meine Gedanken zerreißen die Schranken und morgen in zwei. Die Gedanken sind frei. Drum will ich auf immer den Sorgen. Will mich auch nimmer mit Grillen mehr plagen. Man kann ja im Herzen stets lachen und scherzen und denken dabei, die Gedanken sind frei.
Well, thank you, Sam.
Thanks for watching.
Green Sleeves that played before, that's 101 Strings, there's 101 again, but it was the Russian radio chorus, and that was perfect timing. But while I'm talking about the Russian people, I want to get into something about the American people and the Russian people on 9/11, because we're seldom told good news, right, and how wonderful people all of us are when we want to be, when we're moved to be. And there was a Russian artist that made a big teardrop monument, 4 tons, I think, of nickel, and it's in Bayonne, New Jersey. Now, this is where the boat lift went, okay, on 9/11, and I was just looking at that again and sent it out to a couple people, and if I don't have it in the chat room, I'll be putting all this in there, but the boat lift was amazing. It was the largest water evacuation in history. People don't realize that. what happened was, well, Tom Hanks was, narrating the 11 minutes 56 second video boat lift, and 389,000 people, British and Americans, were evacuated from Dunkirk, and that took 9 days, and that was the largest one at that time. But on 9/11, about 500,000 people, half a million people, were evacuated from the island in 9 hours. 9 hours. And all the ships, any kind of ship, pleasure boats, ferries, tugboats, there was like a whole tugboat ramada that got these people, they came, they didn't know where to go. They just came down to the South Shore, driven there by all the dust and just shaken up, of course. And, there was a blind woman, older woman, with her German Shepherd, and they just handed her over like a surfboard from one to the other to get her in the boat. And they did this with you got to see that God, Jesus Christ, is in these things. How could all these boats be maneuvering so quickly and not any accidents of any kind, So I think a lot of people don't even know that event took place. I imagine a lot of you listening don't. I was amazed when I first heard of it. And, of course, like I said, you don't hear about the good things or the bad things that aren't allowed to happen. So, which brings me to another thought, and I had said this on Robert Ravolt's show, I want to call in with Blackbird 9, but three things that didn't happen. Now, on 9/11, George H.W. Bush, on the night of the 10th, actually, he slept in the White House, planning to become the tyrant, the dictator of the country and the world, basically. And when the plane that was supposedly headed for the Capitol, that was full of Congress critters that day, on the 11th, and a good heart delayed the plane, and it was shot down, apparently blown to pieces over Shanksville, Pennsylvania. It was interesting that President Trump and his wife Melania went there on 9/11. But so they didn't get those. They didn't get to kill them. They didn't get to do that. And in fact, Herbert the pervert, was planning to kill his own son, W., Angel One, who was taken to Omaha. He had to do that too. So he was supposed to be shot down. So there's some things that don't happen. And see if I can remember the others. I'm forgetting the middle one, but the third one that I got to with them was hurricanes. And in 2017, Hurricane Harvey hit Houston hard. I like that alliteration. And a picture in my mind is Trump and all the generals and their wives posing for a picture, and he sort of calmly says about the storm coming. And then Harvey Weinstein had been arrested. And but the next year, the H storm, which is a number 8 storm, was Helene. And it was a... Oh, I guess I'll get to Helene when we come back. Thank you for listening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Going around the world, wake up. You're on a hoax train, a hoax train. Going off the world, wake up. Get off the hoax train, the hoax train. The first stop we'll be making will be Auschwitz. Tell all your friends you won't see the swimming pool. When the train arrives at the station, like the theater, it's been hidden, hidden from you. Going around the world, wake up. You're on a hoax train, a hoax train. Going around the world, wake up. Get off the hoax train, the hoax train. The next stop is reading a diary over in Amsterdam, written in pen and pencil. Now there's a clue. You see, the barrel wasn't invented until 1952.
Hey, what's going on?
Boy, I'm all the world, wake up. You're on a hoax train, a hoax train. Going off the world, wake up. Get off the hoax train, the hoax train. Hoax! hoax train, a hoax train. Going off the world. Wake up. Get off the hoax train. The hoax train. Going off the world. Wake up. You're on a hoax train. A hoax train.
Oh, thank you, Sam. I love you. Ah. I couldn't have thought you would do that. That's wonderful. I love that. Love that tune. Yeah, like I said, the video that goes with it, it's self-explanatory. You know, you have children on swings, you have the soccer teams, you have the theater and the orchestra. You know, and of course they work very efficiently. And they were well cared for. Ursula Haverbeck, who turned 94 on November 8th, and I'm not sure if she's back in jail or not, but she was apparently really making a boom for the flower shop nearby where people kept sending flowers to her when she was there. But all she was doing was reading from her books of how well these people were cared for. The chefs, the cooks could be fired if they cooked the minerals and vitamins out of the food, if they didn't prepare things correctly. These people, and Dennis Becher called it, secreted. Secreted. They were secreted. They were taken care of there, you know? And it wasn't until 41 that they even had the camps. And it... Oh, sure. Let's hear Bobby.
Hello, Mur.
Hi, Bobby.
I hear your voice all the time on here. You have a very pleasant voice.
Oh, thank you.
I don't mean to upset anybody. I don't want to upset you. It's really taboo to bring this up, but I have to because it's on my conscience. But being a Christian, don't you believe in the same God as the Jews do? If you believe in Yahweh, they believe in Yahweh too. They believe.
I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in Jesus Christ. It's an oxymoron to say Judeo-Christian, and I'm tired of this stuff. No, most of the Jews, their holy book is the Talmud. They will tell you,
right.
They are waiting for the Moshiach. That is a human being from the line of
right.
David, supposedly. Okay, so it's not something at all.
I'm familiar with that. I've been studying that. I've been listening to this young man, and he really goes into it. His name's Adam Green. He has a BitChute site. He has a thing on BitChute called...
I know who Adam Green is. I know who Adam Green is.
Oh, you know who he is? You do? And
yes.
you knew Charles Giuliani? You ever heard of him?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't listen to him, though. He's foul-mouthed, and all they do is discredit the Bible. You know, what was I saying here about these videos they put together that discredit Christ? They say it was just made up. Let me tell you this while we're talking about it, okay? Simon Magus in Acts 8:24, he was a sorcerer. Now, there's phosphorus over there in that part of the world, and his magic was with fire, okay? But he wanted to buy the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Okay, the tongues of fire, the Holy Spirit had descended upon the apostles, and they were working for God. And this, when you hear about speaking in tongues, there were people from Jews from all over the world, in Asia and everywhere that had come over, but they spoke different languages. So the apostles were given their languages so they could communicate to them, and they could take the gospel with them to spread to every creature in the world. That must happen before Christ comes back.
Right.
So
I've heard that.
Okay, well, Simon Magus, see, here's the thing. Constantine and his mother Helen in 322 A.D., we always hear about 325 A.D., 322 A.D., they consulted an oracle, you know, like the Oracle of Delphi. They're virgins that sit over the seismic fumes to get answers. Okay, that doesn't sound very godly, but anyway... They wanted to know where they could find these 400-year-old bones of Simon Magus. And they were directed, and they found a skull and two femurs. So that's your skull and crossbones from 322 A.D. That's the origination of that. You know,
wow,
that the,
I never heard it put that way. Yeah, okay.
See? So then they tried, and what they did, they put them in the sepulcher. And that's like the Disney E-ride there in Jerusalem to go pay... to see the sepulcher, and people get all bent and think they're worshiping where Christ was. No. And it's all sooty in there where they're always doing fire ceremonies and stuff. No, Christ was in the tomb and in the garden, okay? And you can see there's like 2,000 years of alluvial material around that. And there's a giant stone up on the hill, you know, when the angel rolled away the stone. And this is another misconception. You know, we have the number three that's really pagan. I mean, it's a really one Godhead, you know, that they are part of. And the 3 days commenced with Judas betraying Christ. And he raised up on the Sabbath day. See, they arbitrarily changed some of the Sabbath days to the first day of the week. And it's not true. He wasn't in the tomb. See, the prophecy said he wouldn't decay and his bones wouldn't be broken, all right? And both of those prophecies were fulfilled. He was only in that tomb a few hours, Friday night, and then he was raised, and then he went to his father first, you know, if you know the story. So
yeah.
What I'm saying is they made up all this stuff to discount him. Everything they do is to discount him. We have, and I say this often, Christ or Antichrist. It was on Steve Elkin's show when he had a Sunday show earlier in the day, and it was January 6, 2019, and it was the last communication I had before my phone and my internet were down for for the ice age for me of 2019 for over 3 months. But in any case, that came to me, there's only Christ and Antichrist. And the way to put it is believers and non-believers.
Well, okay? here's where the confusion comes in for me, because even as a small child, going to church, and I grew up in church, and I was a Christian for 50-something years, I'd ask questions. Like, they put us in a small room away from the adults, and, you know, they tell stories. The first story I remember hearing was the story of Joshua Jericho, when they knocked the wall down, and then
yeah.
The teacher stopped. Well, I had a Bible, and I could read, and I go, wait a minute. And then Yahweh said to kill every man, woman, and child. And then the teacher shut me up, and I wouldn't shut up because I told my friends, hey, Yahweh told them to kill all these people. And then my friends were like, yeah, what's all this? And I was a disturbance all of a sudden. I was a problem. So, but that didn't stop me from being a Christian. But I always had trouble with the Old Testament because there's a lot of murder. There's a lot of genocide in there that from Yahweh told people to do all these things.
You have to read it in context. He was using them for where he wanted them to be and who they.
Why would you use someone? Why would you put that on someone? If you're God, why don't you do it with lightning bolts? Or why do you want me to go slaughter people?
Some things he did. These were very barbaric times, and the Israelites.
Yahweh, the Old Testament God, seems to be very barbaric. I mean, I can't. You know, this all started with me about 7 or 8 years ago when I started after I seen a video. It's called Dancing Israelis. It blew my mind because I saw how we know who did 9/11. I mean, you're in the know. I'm in the know. Most people listening here is on the know. We know who the enemy is.
I agree with you on a lot of points. They even had a picture of the plane hitting a tower, right?
Right. I agree with you on 99% and most people on here, but to be a Christian, I don't see how Christianity, how you can take Zionism away from it. Every church I ever went to had an Israeli flag.
Let me tell you this. And I'm learning all the time, too. You know, and a lot of Christianity is crino. Christian in name only. I think I coined that one. But
right.
We don't have to believe all that. If you really study, and I'm learning a lot from Lorraine Day, her Bible study. She's read the Bible many times. She's 85, right? And she has these, and Kathleen talks about when she calls in, too. And if you can't see them live, they have them recorded. I watch them the next Monday when they come out. And all the churches are satanic now. They teach
satanic practices.
There was no church for 4,000 years. They got this idea of sitting down, looking up at somebody, telling them what to do from the synagogues. Your heart, your body is the temple, is the church that you want to keep pure. And you pray for guidance and study his word and study the Bible and see what he's trying to tell you in there and how to live. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, no, that's fine. That's fine. It was hard for me to, because it's so fear-based, because I always thought, well, I'm going to hell if I don't believe this now. I've figured this out. I've learned. I'm always learning about what they believe, the Torah, then the Torah's the Old Testament, the Talmud, then there's the Kabbalah, and I've studied. Adam Green's got some really good shows on that. If you could disagree with it, he says he's not an atheist, he's an agnostic, but he has some very good teachings, and so does Charles Giuliani. He's got Christian Dumb on YouTube,
and he curses all over the place, right?
He stopped a lot of that.
Too late. You lost me before you had me,
okay.
Charlie.
Well, Adam Grant, he's got some very good teachings on him. He's telling you what they believe. Listen,
Adam Green, and he had Christopher Bjerknes on there, and they had a falling out finally, thank goodness.
Yeah, I've seen
but
that.
But he's another Jew that is crazy. He's crazy about things.
He's kind of nuts, but Adam plays these clips of he plays these clips, of rabbis and rabbis telling what they want to do to us. They want to destroy us.
Yeah,
he's the only guy I see out there showing these videos, okay? So I give him credit.
He's showing stuff yourself. You don't need him. I'm sorry.
All right,
okay.
All right.
What's your name?
Bobby. It's nice talking to you.
That was Bobby. Okay, Bobby. I'm writing your name down. I want to be sure to credit everybody when this is over. Okay. Okay, Sam, who
we
have?
Thank you,
Bobby. Okay, thank you. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Murph. Thank you very much. I actually was going to recommend a book. Now, it won't say everything you say, and actually, but all you have to do is read it, and there's no trouble putting it together, though it doesn't say it. And it's called, it wasn't even cheap, and I got it through another book, another scholar that had written. It's The Origins of Christian Zionism. Lord Shaftesbury and Evangelical Support for the Jewish Homeland by Donald M. Lewis. And the publisher's Cambridge. And actually, it's like when the bankers over in Britain, all the bankers were Jewish except for one who joined them. And then there were a lot of the Jewish people there was a lot of anti-Catholicism and Anglican religion stuff because things were changing, and Darby, but this doesn't get that much into Darby, thank goodness, because I can't stand him. And I'm sorry, Lord, but I can't. But a lot of the Jewish people joined the church, even though they didn't practice it. Like, they baptized their babies with Jewish kings' names, et cetera,
look at
the
feast.
It's a very good book.
Yeah, look at the royalty in Britain. Who are they? Elizabeth? Oh, that was the mother of John the Baptist. Mary? Oh, well, we know who she was, right? And Philip? Oh, yeah. You know, so if you look, they all take on biblical names. That's blasphemy. They know it.
Well, this is actually a lot about the Balfour Declaration, how it came about.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to do a lot of reading through the lines. I mean, it's history. It's just history.
Right.
And it's pretty clear. Thank you very much.
Appreciate
you,
Lynn.
A lot. I always enjoy hearing you, so I appreciate you. I'm glad you're doing this, and I look forward to listening. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We have anybody else? We have anybody else, Sam? Okay, well, I'll get back to talking about Helene then, I guess. I think that's where I left off before the break. Yeah, Hurricane Helene, and I think it was September 18th of 2018. And I'll put those links in the chat, too. But Dalbu 7 had researched this, and then the Florida McKee also. And what happened was there's an island off the west coast of Africa, and you know most of the storms come off of that area. Well, this island had a lake, but now it was just a lake bed, and it was being used for some sort of frequency device. And as Helene came off the coast there, this frequency shot at it, and didn't shoot directly at the hurricane. It shot down to Antarctica, where apparently there was a larger type of frequency weapon. And you can see the waves in the video. But it shot up, hit Helene, like a billiard ball, up into the North Atlantic, and it dispersed. So they have control over both using them and not. And Robert Revolt, when I called in with Blackbird there talking about that, reminded me of Erin. You know, there was a hurricane on 9/11, E-R-I-N, and you can find about that at Judy Wood's work, and you can also find TrueStream video, Melissa and Erin Dykes talking about weird hurricanes, I think is the name of that, and I'll have to post that too. But it's not a very long video, but it shows how all of the weather forecasters avoided talking about it. It was sitting right there. It was part of these frequency weapons somehow used on 9/11. So there's so many different things that would be beneficial to us that are kept from us, unfortunately. But we don't really have to care. You know, what we need to do is be cheerful and strong. And it, when it comes down to the banking, we know that's the main problem, and that's what everyone feeds off of, and we know where it comes from and everything. And we talk about barter, and yeah, those things are all be good, and preparing. You don't have to go crazy, though. I mean, like Max Egan, he was an Australian. He had all this prep work done, but the spirit told him, get out. He got out just in time. And so all the prep work then, he theorized, was for the fellow he was, renting from. There, it left it for him. So you have to be able to listen and go when you need to go. And it's interesting, Max Egan's name, his, I don't know what his real name is, so that would help him travel when he needs to, I'm sure. But he goes by Max, which is his middle name, and Egan is his son's middle name. So I thought that was very interesting. It's amazing to me how the Lord leads us. Now, a lot want to say, oh, it's all these other forces. And again, they don't give Christ credit, unfortunately. But this is his earth, and he loves us, and he wants us to be strong. You know, so don't get down about things. But even beyond barter and prepping and everything, be ready to give without thought of receiving. I know when I'm moved to give whatever it is, I've given things away I don't even remember, and it's just fine. You know, so you have to be able to put yourself in that place, you know, and you're not to be a borrower or a lender. If you lend, then you've given it to them, you know, and that's the thing now I'm going to get into something a little controversial here, with the cannabis, okay? We have to have a war on something all the time to keep the emergency acts going from both Lieber and FDR, who called us bankruptcy March 9, 1933, and that hasn't stopped. But I'm getting water here. And now I'm forgetting what I was going to say. It's terrible. I guess it wasn't that important. Just about giving. But I'm totally drawing a blank. Okay. Somebody call me. Okay, I guess that's not going to work either. Anyway, I'm really enjoying this. And what I started to get into, and I guess you get into a mindset, anything about cannabis, you try to not talk about it, I guess. And so that's why it kind of left me there for a minute. But I could see then from a distance that people of good heart and good strength and will enjoy manual labor, and they grow this wonderful cannabis, and some of it uniquely hybridized, so it helps, like glioblastoma or whatever. But there's such a desire for it. It makes people feel good, you know, a cathartic experience, and the laughing, and it's good for you. And we always, you know, it's always such a good time with that. But so if you have all this, and say you're selling it for whatever the going price is, and it's fine with everybody, and they're doing whatever with it, well, then you have this money that you can't really, you know, do much with, because you how do you get this invisible support, right? So then you can lend it, see, and you're actually giving it, but you can lend with no interest. So therefore, that's why cannabis, I think, really scares the powers that be, because not only does it disrupt the pharma, but it disrupts the money. And those are the two things there in Revelation 18:23. You'll be ruled by merchants and sorceries. which is pharmakia. But we don't have to let them rule us. But I just thought that observation was interesting after many years of different things. And I'll maybe be getting into some other stories along those lines. I've got a few. Yeah. But it's been interesting talking with all of you, and I'm really enjoying it. And I thank you, Paul and Bobby and Lynn. And got time for another one if somebody wanted to dial in. But if not, that's fine, too. I'm okay. I think my clock probably stopped. Yeah, okay. Yeah, and I wanted to say about music, you know, the higher tones, like the flute and the guitar, open the higher gates. And the booming, like even church organs and the things, you can feel them rattle in your gut, right? They open the lower gates, okay, which means letting darkness in. So we have a choice in everything we do. And as far as sound like that, we'll have birds singing. And okay. Okay, Patrick.
Hey,
what
Mer.
You got? Hi.
Hey, Mer, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm surprised to hear you on a show. Congratulations. I like this.
I'm surprised, too.
Yeah, I just found out about it a few minutes ago, and I tuned in.
Oh, good.
I just wanted to call in and wish you well.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm really enjoying this. We'll see how it works out. Maybe I'll get a little better at it. I never saw an hour go so slow.
Yeah, I bet you'll get better. By show 200, you'll be a pro.
Oh, no. I'm only doing 9. But listen to Michael Herzog's ad on RBN, and you can see how you can get your voice on the radio, too, maybe.
Oh, okay. Okay, very good. Well, I just thought I'd call in and say hi.
Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate
it. You take care, Mary.
Where are you in Wisconsin?
I'm in northwestern Wisconsin, in the town Frederick, near St. Croix Falls.
Oh.
Taylor's Falls,
so
Minnesota.
So you got more snow up there, huh?
Yeah, it is. I'll let you go.
Thank you.
I hear music. Bye.
Thank you, Sam and everyone. See you next week.
Die Nächtlichen Schatten, kein Mensch kann sie wissen, kein Jäger erschießen mit Pulver und Blei. Die Gedanken sind frei. Ich denke, was ich will und was mich beglückt. Doch alles in der Stille und wie es sich geht. Mein Wunsch und Begehren kann niemand mir wehren. Es bleibt dabei, die Gedanken sind frei.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.